by Superintendent Erica Kluke Painter and Sarah Holmgren, president of the school board, I believe. Right, Sarah?
Yeah.
You're elected president of the board, and welcome to you both.
Thank you.
Thanks for coming in, and we're going to talk a little bit more about tonight's agenda for the school board meeting. It's a busy time at the schools. You've got a couple weeks left for students and staff, and lots to talk about. And a reminder to listeners, you're welcome to call in with a question or a comment during this time at 772-3808, and we'll try to address your issue and answer your question. And well, let's dive right in. Grades are on the discussion for tonight at the high school. Middle school as well, I believe, might be included in some of these changes for plus minus. Is that right, Erica? Or?
Yeah. The middle school has been actually giving plus minus grades, and it's a little different in the middle school, actually middle and elementary, because it's the transcript process is different than the high school. So it becomes more of an issue, really, high school-wise, but we just wanted to clean up the language, make sure that it's accurate for actually grades 4 and up. So that was one adjustment in there. And then the other adjustment is looking at AP grading, which was something that actually started last spring as a discussion item and went through the process with the board in the summer, but didn't get a lot of feedback, I think, really from parents at that point, just because of the time of year. So, based on some of the feedback that I think Mr. Dormer did receive, and even school board members at that point, the staff and students, and actually the next phase will be there's going to be some information on the website for parents to look at and comment on, and then I think we're going to actually try to send out a little survey to parents, just a short survey, so that people can have a little bit more feedback for it, even though it's a busy time of year, but we know it's a big issue. So, based on some of that feedback, starting that process and looking at the freshman class, that was
for
one of
next
the concerns.
Year's incoming freshmen.
Mm-hmm.
The change they would see is the weighted 5.0 GPA for AP classes would be used to calculate the top 10%, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep, and looking at valedictorian, salutatorian, and historian and status there. Mm-hmm.
I remember when this came up last summer, some of the concern was people needed time to plan. If I'm going to take that class my junior or senior year or something like that,
mm-hmm.
I need to think about that my freshman year when I'm coming into high school. Sarah, did you hear a lot of discussion about that?
It was the concern mostly was for juniors and seniors in planning. Do I take that? Do I load up as many AP classes as I can to try, or am I better off? You know, and a lot of it was for the kids that were seriously considering AP classes, and it is far more challenging in those classes, and the expectations are a lot more than a standard class. And so, I think at least last year in June, the board felt very strongly that AP classes should be weighted because of the extra responsibility, and that kids should be rewarded for that effort versus just being treated as if you're taking. Then there was really no incentive to take the AP class aside from maybe it looks better on your transcript, but it's nice to be able to, hopefully that'll be the feedback we also get from parents, and that any freshman coming in would be well aware of from there on out, if they choose to take AP classes, they may get a 5-point instead of 4-point scale.
Well, and that was supposed to be an incentive too,
exactly
get kids to
mm-hmm.
think about taking those AP
mm-hmm.
classes. I remember Rick talking about that as well.
Mm-hmm.
So the change for figuring out the valedictorian, that wouldn't happen until the 2017 class.
Or actually 2019, I think, really what it ends up being.
The freshman is now,
mm-hmm.
4 years from now.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yep, it'll actually end up being with that class.
I don't think any sophomores have opportunities to take AP classes, but it gives at least basically an entire year for freshmen to start thinking about.
And freshmen can't take AP classes. You know what? I want to make sure that I'm accurate on that year. I want to make sure that I'm saying the right thing. Yep, it is 2019.
Okay.
Really, we actually did have a conversation, though, about the fact that actually freshmen can't take those classes right now, so you almost could start with even the sophomore class,
mm-hmm.
but we just feel like it's just easier to just start from the very beginning with that, so I just want to make sure that was accurate, and it is.
We hope it doesn't discourage existing freshmen and sophomores from not taking the AP classes.
Right.
But
well, and currently they are weighted that way on a transcript. It just wasn't used to figure out status for valedictorian and salutatorian. So it still does go that way if you are looking at your post-secondary work. It is on there.
And I want to think that some of this information was that a lot of high schools did that as well. Sorry, we have a future student in the room with us.
Sure. She's got some input. And Erica, you're also still looking for input from parents and the community as well on this.
Yes, and Mr. Dormer has posted some information on the website, and then I believe, as I said, that we're going to be putting out just a short survey for feedback that way. Sometimes that's easier for people to be able to just weigh in on it. So we're working on a survey that should be out actually in the next day or so, and give people an opportunity to give us some feedback.
Otherwise, these are changes that you're hoping to implement and have in place mm-hmm. for next year.
Yep.
So, okay.
Yep.
All right. In terms of surveys, you're also going to be talking about another online survey that's available for people right now. It's mm-hmm. up on the school district's website for it's basic school performance and how people's satisfaction with the school district. Or?
It is, yes. And it's actually been a requirement for No Child Left Behind, which is actually those requirements are actually changing as well. And we're not really sure what those are going to look like at the federal level, but at this point, it's whether it's required or not, I think it's important for people to be able to have an opportunity to talk about how things are going in their child's school and how they feel about the school itself and staff and just the education process in general.
It's nice to get that feedback simply for maybe things that we are unaware of, whether it's perception or, you know, a genuine concern or praise that they're quite happy with. So I think it's been helpful even in the past, mandated or not.
Mm-hmm.
How long do people have to fill out that survey?
You know, we'll probably leave that open really through the end of May because we have to report on it, but it really is more in beginning of June. So it's fine. We'll leave it up for a few weeks and give people an opportunity to... It shouldn't take too long either for people to take it if they're interested.
All right. 772-3808 is our phone number if you have a question or comment for us. Also on tonight's agenda, lots of handbooks to review. This is an annual thing. For all the schools, there are handbooks that are basically the guiding documents for how you do business in the schools. Any big changes to any of those handbooks that you know of or things people should know about?
You know, the biggest change really, there's a couple things. One, in the high school handbook, we did change the language in there to reflect this AP grading and the language that goes along with that. So that will be in there at this point. And middle school and elementary don't have really any substantial changes, just cleaning up a little bit of the language about the plus minus and, of course, just basic kind of editorial things. The technology handbook, there's one section in there that we're looking at. Over the years, as we've had new students come into the district, and we work with the laptop initiative in the high school, that sometimes when kids come in, and they're, you know, they still have to go through kind of the same process that our kids do, but to be honest, a lot of times when kids come in, they don't have the skill level, just you know, just because of the amount of technology and instruction that goes on here in this district. So kids come in at a bit of a disadvantage. From that perspective, also they haven't had as much experience with using the technology per se. So even just the safety and the requirements that go along with that, of what you know, in order to have it. So we're changing some of the language there to really require that they actually have to take a kind of a course. We're actually creating it through Moodle or through Canvas, which is our online student management system, so that they actually have to go through even a little bit more of a process, like take an actual class, because we have kids that have to sort of pass through some stages of instruction currently, and we need to have a little bit more of that going on with our incoming kids to try to help them catch up.
Okay.
Yeah, I will say I'm the board representative for the technology committee, and they've been working very hard at this. And it was kind of interesting for me to sit in on it and listen that there wasn't any sort of technology handbook or for students that we could steal from another district. We are basically creating it because school districts haven't gone down that road, and I believe the Department of Ed asked if we would share it at the end so that other schools could take advantage of our staff's hard work already, and we're happy to share it, but I just thought that was an interesting, I was like, wow, we are groundbreaking and trying to hammer out those things long before there's ever a problem or concern, or looking forward in training or educating incoming kids that are just not as up to speed as our kids that are homegrown here from the beginning. So,
yeah.
Okay. And these handbooks, do they need approval or just review tonight? Or
They're really an administrative regulation. They're not a policy per se, but we always like to try. The board asks for them every May, and we
just to look at them, just so we know. And I think so. If parents do or community members ask us, we have at least had the opportunity to read what might have changed from the previous year to be aware.
Yeah, informational. I think that way.
Okay. Up for a vote tonight is a busing contract, a 5-year busing contract, and just one company put in a responsive bid for this contract, Stikeen Services, the current company that provides it. Erica, any thoughts on a new 5-year contract for this company?
Well, it's Kurt Birchall is the owner of the company, and he did he was the only person to submit the bid, and it did come in on Friday, and it was in time, and actually Sarah came in to, we opened the sealed bid. There's kind of a process for that, and everything was in order. It's a little higher than it has been, but that's, you know, what you put in. You put in what it is for a 5-year, and it locks in there. One of the changes currently to reflect was that the bid is a little bit more comparable to other Southeast busing transportation contracts. The other thing is that they're ordering a new bus that's actually ADA compliant, and that is substantially more expensive. So we bear some of that cost as a district. Yeah, which is good, and we need it. It has to happen. So, and we have students that will need that.
And we'll have a wheelchair lift on it.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
exactly.
We do need that. We've got students that need that access. And
yeah. And Kurt has. I mean, I should say that Mr. Birchall runs an excellent service. We've had great. He's very responsive. You know, his bus drivers are well-trained, you know, Hoopy's one of the
pleasant,
for
the kids love them.
They do, and they do a great job. I mean, they just, they're always, you know, they're on time, they respond to us, we have field trips, we have other things, they're just always really, provide a great service for our district, so.
Great. All right, also, we should cover a couple dates upcoming, because the next few weeks are pretty busy, and there are a lot of things that parents need to know about. I know graduation is set for June 3rd. Am I getting that right? And lots of things leading up to that. Erica, I'll pass it over to you. What are important dates that people need to know and parents need to know in the next few weeks?
Well, I think there's a senior dinner tonight.
Yes.
I think at 6 before the board meeting. I think that's happening at the Sons of Norway. Is that correct?
I think
this year?
So, yeah.
That sounds right to me. And just, of course, all those activities gearing up. There's lots of things going on with track, lots of upcoming travel events there. I believe baseball this weekend was the last home event for that, and they had some great weather, so that was really nice.
Yeah. It's fun to watch the game there.
Yeah, and track's been going well, and the kids are going to take off again for another trip, and then they've got regionals coming up over Memorial weekend. And graduation is a little later this year. Kind of to deal with some of those activities, actually, because we've got some kids that if they make it far enough in baseball and that sort of thing, they'll end up potentially traveling for state, same with track. So we want to make sure everybody's back and ready to go. And I think all the parents are working hard on Operation Graduation, all those things that are kind of outside the school, but, you know, lots of excitement and energy going into graduation. So.
And the last day of schools for the rest of students is June 4th.
Mm-hmm.
Teachers have an additional day after that.
Mm-hmm.
You have no big renovation projects at the schools during the summer like you did last year to worry about.
Not that big.
Not as big as last year, although it's been interesting. We are actually having some work that's actually being redone through the contractor for some carpet in the elementary. So that's a little frustrating, too, just because people are having to, you know,
move again.
Pack again. But they are an amazing crew over there in that elementary school.
Patient.
So they're patient, and it'll be a great product when it's all finished. So.
And then as the legislature is supposed to be meeting in Juneau and are gaveling out, so the special session continues with not much action. Where are you with your budget? Have you finalized it? How are you approaching that? Because you don't have a number yet from the state, right?
We don't have a number yet from the state. What we are, and that's been really challenging this spring because we usually have a revision done by now. I mean, I'm just speaking from even my principal hat that, you know, usually we're well past, you know, revisions and even a draft by now, because that's what we want to do. So we are actually having a session on the 18th. We're actually doing student recognition that night, and then we're going to do just a separate board draft presentation of the budget and a revision at the same time. And we're moving forward conservatively, but we're moving forward with, we are, as we've said before, hiring an additional staff member in the elementary school due to our numbers. We are moving forward with the best information we can, making some reductions in some other areas, some services, some supplies. Those are areas that we can still continue to shave back as we get more information, and that's, you know, even potentially with some of these classified resignations. I think at least one of those will be replaced, but one of them may not. So that's, you know, we always try to look at the attrition factor when people are leaving us, which is...
Yeah, you have a couple of resignations to accept tonight.
Mm-hmm, we do. One of our newer hires and one of our long-time hires, Anna Larson, is leaving us this year, resigning and retiring, and she leaves some huge, huge shoes to fill. She's been an incredible resource for reading instruction and just a steady resource in this district for a lot of years. So she will be really missed. And then Krista Smith, another aide in the middle school, new hire. Her husband is relocating, so sad to see her go as well.
Okay. All right, what else should people know about at this point? Are we missing anything major?
A couple things. This Shelley Wade on the Agnew Beck, I don't know if you guys are, I mean, like Tom was there this morning, we just had a meeting with them, that this is the community planning group,
right.
And she's going to come tonight and give just a little brief overview for the school board, since they haven't necessarily been at those meetings, but, you know, we're a huge one of the services that they're... Mm-hmm. That's part of this whole comprehensive plan for the community economic development. So she's coming tonight to do a short presentation. And then we're also doing a public hearing on our Indian Education Program, which is a requirement of that federal grant, and just a brief hearing, I guess, a brief discussion about what we're doing with those funds. It's about $30,000, and we do use some of those funds to... The main focus of it is to look at our Native students and make sure that we're looking at their academic achievement and supporting them as best we can into the future, looking beyond school, you know, looking beyond high school, looking at graduation rates and those sorts of things. And so that's been the primary focus of that grant. So I think that's it. Otherwise, I think we've gone through.
Okay. Sarah, anything from your standpoint?
No. I thought it was kind of fun this year. I think for graduation, we're including the entire staff, elementary through high school, since all those other teachers in both the grade school and middle school have educated many of those seniors from the time they were five. So it's kind of a fun change that I think will be neat to see all the teachers out there, because they've all impacted their lives through getting them graduated.
Yeah.
So
a lot of small towns do that, and just because, you know, because you do know the kids for so long, and we do have a lot of 12-year graduating seniors, so I think it'll be really fun.
Yeah, I don't think it occurred really to anybody until this year, which was, oh, that's a good idea. Let's do it.
So we're doing it.
Okay. So there'll be a few more dark black gowns on the floor.
Yeah,
all right.
Sitting out
great.
There.
Cool. All right. Well, thank you very much. You can hear the full school board meeting tonight at 7 o'clock. It's in Borough Assembly Chambers. It will be broadcast live here on KFSK. Thank you, Erica Klute-Painter and Sarah Holmgren, Petersburg School Board President and Superintendent. Coming up next, we have street beat music with Ross Nanook III.